Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 17 on Radio GH, first broadcast on the 20th of June 2021. Hi everyone, for this close to Midsummer show, we will start with the John Drury jig Midsummer Madness, for which the recommended tune is Miss Isaac Forsyth Elgin by William Marshall, but for which as yet there is no recording, another one on my list. The dance was devised for the Midsummer Day of Dance at Causeway Head, Stirling, in 1994. The first 16 bars are for ones and twos only. Set, half right hand across. Set and half turn partners to face down. Ones followed by twos, lead down, cross through threes, cast up, lead up crossing through top place with ones casting off. The second 16 bars are four half reels of three, a la tambourine reels. I have chosen the track for Miss Welsh's Reel from the RSCDS graded book recording by David Cunningham from 2004. The tunes are The Campbells Are Coming, The Old Mill Wheel, The Marchioness of Huntley's Jig, and the requested Miss Isaac Forsyth Elgin. That was David Cunningham playing a suitable set for Midsummer Madness. Our first reel is Summer Wooing by Alan McPherson in RSCDS Book 38. This dance is quite straightforward, apart from one of those underarm changing sides thingies, which this time is right hand, an opposite to the usual rule of the man dancing on further than the lady. We finish with a poussette, and the music is from that wonderful Jim Lindsay CD, Reel of the Puffins. Jim Lindsay and his band from Reel of the Puffins CD with Summer Wooing. As well as the 24th of June being Midsummer's Day, it is the anniversary of the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314. John Drury's dance, 1314, was first performed in Stirling on the 24th of June 1967, the 653rd anniversary of the battle. The tunes were chosen to illustrate the battle. Bonnie Bridge by James Scott Skinner, Stirling Castle by Dr. Charles Bannatyne, The Old Bog Hole and Soldier's Joy, both traditional. On the 23rd and 24th of June 1314, Robert the Bruce faced King Edward II of England at Bannockburn near Stirling. In 1298, Edward II's father had destroyed Wallace's army. Robert the Bruce had lost almost everything. His wife, daughter and sisters had been held captive in England for 7 years. His three brothers had been hung, drawn and quartered. Now, finally, the Bruce was face to face with the English king. The Scots army was heavily outnumbered. Edward had more than 2,000 battle-hardened knights to Bruce's 500 horsemen, and a mere 6,000 Scots foot soldiers faced 16,000 English infantry. The Scots chose their ground at Bannockburn well. On the first day of the battle, the Scots held their ground well. The next morning, Midsummer Day and the Feast of St. John the Baptist, the Scots rose and prepared for battle. The English had had a dreadful night and morale was low. Disastrously, Edward ordered his men to cross the river, where they then had to negotiate boggy ground. The Scots spearmen took their toll of the English cavalry. The Scots pushed forwards, and their camp followers rushed to join in, which the English took to be a second Scots force, and so panicked. The sheer number of English proved fatal, as mounted knights struggled to escape back across the river, trampling their own men underfoot. The Scots pushed Edward's army back to the steep-sided Bannockburn until the river was filled with bodies. Edward II fled the field, escaped to Dunbar Castle, and sailed to England. The Scots took English knights captive to trade for Scots imprisoned, and the Bruce was then able to negotiate the freedom of his wife, daughter, and sister. So the dance is the Medley 1314, and the recording is by Ian Holmes and his band with Ian Powery, from the CD Highlander Music, Volume 4. Thank you. Jig Time for a dance by Chris Ronald. And when I asked Chris and Sue for some guidance for music, I was told it should be a bit of a romp and not taken too seriously. Summer Social was devised in May 2006 for the South Dorset Summer Social Dance and goes thus. Ones cross right and cast one place. Then using the easy hand, they turn the twos three quarters, ones going in and up, to finish first man facing up with his partner behind him, for alternating tandem reel of three across with the twos, and then alternating tandem reel of three across with the threes, finishing in the centre opposite sides facing down. Using the hand which takes them between the threes, turn the threes and then ones turn right hand 1.5 to second place. Another burl to finish, I think. I guessed Chris and Sue would recommend an American recording, which they did. Thistle House Live by David Knight, Dave Weasler and Dan Emery. But I had to smile when I saw the track title. Saw Ye My Wee Thing. Enjoy a romp. Thank you. So that was David Knight, Dave Weisler and Dan Emery on the 2013 Thistle House Live CD. Today is also, in the UK, Father's Day. So I thought the 8x32 bar reel by Simon Scott, Father to Son, might be appropriate. Simon dedicated this dance to the memory of the great Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent Band, and to his son Laird Brown, who continues the wonderful music for us with his band Scotch Mist. The dance instructions are included on the CD Coast to Coast with Scotch Mist. A quick recap. Ones and twos set and rotate, right shoulder reels of three on the sides, set and link for three twice, finishing on opposite sides, men facing down, ladies up, chase halfway, and guess what? Or turn right hand for four bars. That was Laird Brown on his band's debut CD, Coast to Coast, released in 2014 and on sale in my shop. Back to summer. Our 8x Strass Bay is The Misty Isle in Summer by Roy Goldring, published in 2010. The requested tune is Linda Gall by Muriel Johnston, and the recommended recording has that as the second tune. This is the track Wells House, played by Muriel Johnston's band on her CD Haste Ye Back. That was the music for The Misty Isle in Summer, which has a three-couple knot to finish. A square set reel now, the 88 bars of the Summer Assembly, another Roy Goldring dance, devised in 1985 and published by the RSCDS in Book 35. The recommended tune is The Odd Fellows by James Scott Skinner, and we will hear the Ian Muir sound, which on this 2001 CD is Ian Muir on accordion and Derek Hamilton on piano and drums. Sound from Scottish Country Dances Volume 3. Ready for another jig? Sunshine in Lagosh was written for me by Julia Varney after the first band holiday I organised, which was with Marian Anderson in Lagosh, Portugal. Although the holiday was at the beginning of March, we had glorious sunny days, just like the best British summer ones. The dance is included in the Sunday Class Dance Book 2, and of course Marian and her band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
Sunshine in Lagosh from TSC Dance Book 2. Now, a summer meeting for our next Strathspey. This three-couple dance by Irene Townsend of Edmonton Branch was devised for the 50th anniversary of TAC, Teachers Association Canada, with the title referring to those who meet at all the annual summer schools. It was adopted by the RSCDS in Book 48, and Shona McFadgin and her band recorded the CD. That was Shona McFadgin and her band playing The Bog of Gite by William Marshall, James Scott Skinner's The Kiri Kebuk, and Campbellton Kilty Ball by Pipe Major John McClellan. You may be thinking of that advice of not choosing dances for their names, and you'd be right really for this programme, though my excuse is that it's radio, not real-life dancing, and we have had a variety of dances, music and musicians, so stick with it. And there may be some which you'll remember to look up again next summer. This next 4x32 bar reel, called Salute to Summer, is by Marie Malcolm from New Zealand, and danced to a great set of hornpipes recorded by Bobby Brown. The dance is quite simple, and there is a video available. Thank you. Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent from one of their earlier recordings, Ready And. We will finish this dance almost where we started, by commemorating the 700th anniversary of the Battle of Bannockburn. Bannockburn 700 is an 8x40 jig by Norman MacLeod and published in the book of that name with music on Sterling at 90 CD. There is a reverse or upside down allemande in bars 9 to 16, and bars 25 to 32 are a progressive chain where those at the end turn, not cross, and the order goes from 3-2-1 to 2-1-3. The dance finishes with six hands round and back. The Glen Craig Band play a host of tunes for Miss, 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 Mrs., and then Jamie Gow and the Prince of Wales. So that was Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band finishing this Midsummer Sunshine Battle. Sorry, dance. I hope you have enjoyed my choice of music and will be tuning in again. Next Sunday, Radio GH will be celebrating 10 years of the Scottish Shindig, and I hope to be able to join in that with my thanks to Ewan and Derek for all they do with Radio GH. The playout track this week is actually for a square set Strath Bay called The Sunlit Square, which is a 1993 John Drury dance written to mark the 21st winter holiday organised by Mary Prentice in, guess where? The Algarve, Portugal. You won't believe this wasn't planned. The recording is one of my favourites, 64 bars, two Muriel Johnston tunes played by Marian Anderson and her band on Highlander Music, Volume 12. Have a good week. Bye!